Rex Latchford with yet another Day Page. It's Tuesday, February 4th, 2014, and here are today's headlines. Rallies will be held today nationwide to protest the Keystone XL pipeline after a State Department report says that cancer-causing pollutions from Alberta's oil sands were vastly underestimated. Congress is urged by the Obama administration and others to raise the debt ceiling or risk default. U.S. internet firms release data on NSA requests. In Germany, a hacker group has filed a criminal complaint accusing the government of Chancellor Angela Merkel of illegally helping the United States spy on Germans. Outcry in Germany previously erupted over news that the U.S. spied on Merkel's cell phone, but the Chaos Computer Club now accuses Merkel's government of illegally collaborating with the National Security Agency and its British counterpart GHCQ. In a recent interview with the German TV station NDR, NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden described the relationship between German and U.S. spy agencies.
I would describe it as intimate. As a matter of fact, the first way I described it in our written interview was that the German services and the U.S. services are in bed together. They not only share information, the reporting, the results from intelligence, but they actually share the tools and the infrastructure. They work together against joint targets. And services. And there's a lot of danger in this.
In other headlines, Al-Qaeda renounces ties with a powerful militant group in Syria. Afghan President Karzai is in secret contact with Taliban on a peace deal. And in Idaho, more than 40 LGBT activists arrested in demanding a ban on discrimination. That's it for this Day Page. Find them all at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb and heard on the Liberty Radio Network. Join me tomorrow for another Day Page.